Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is the last Friday of the month of July. Get ready to pay tribute to Augustus Caesar, because that's what starts on Monday. Was it Monday or Sunday? No, Sunday is the first day of August. Okay. So here we are on the 30th with an overview of what's going on during this past week. We've had lots of things to talk about, as we always do. It's very exciting. This is a very exciting line of work. And when you work with exciting people like Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, makes things even better, and you know that because you've been listening for a while. You're hearing things that we talk about in the moment, and then you can catch up with the things you didn't hear by listening during the day to tune in, djvshow.com, go there, and then the podcast, the download that we have at djvshow.com focuses on the passing of Dusty Hill, and then Bruce Springsteen saying, I know you can't run, we're not going to do the rest stop for the boss. He was not born to run to a rest stop. And I heard yesterday a guy on the air talking about Gandolfini. They have a rest stop for Frank Sinatra and Gandolfini and a bunch of other New Jerseyans, right, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy said, you can stop and rest at the Gandolfini stop and never leave. A couple of other things he said around it, but pretty funny. Okay, well, now you've had your chuckle. Let's get to the serious side of things. Apparently, we have a problem with COVID. Did you realize that, ladies? There's a problem.
In my mind, every day.
Well, it's something I would love to get away from for all kinds of reasons, but it's hard to escape the realities of vaccination initiatives, of the variant discussion itself. How does it work? I had 2 hours with Dr. Ken Kronhaus yesterday, talking mostly about this, bringing us back to kind of where we were in the height of the first round of this.
I don't think it's the height of the first round.
No.
Well, I'm talking in terms of what people are talking about or how it's being covered. I'll adjust that. I wasn't finished with what I was going to say anyway. But the news media would like you to think that the world is going to hell again. Because the words that they use, like cases surging and mask mandates, you know, it's all in the words that are chosen. So anyway, there's an internal slide presentation from the CDC that gave new details on how dangerous this is. So you don't think it's that dangerous, ladies, is that it?
Well, no, it can be dangerous for some people, but I don't think that we're at the place that we were in February. I don't think that we're at the place that we were in December, and I don't think that we're at the place that we were last March.
So this internal presentation suggests that this is as contagious as chickenpox, and it spreads more easily than the common cold, and there are more people who've had it than the 1918 flu, but it's not as dangerous. That is, when you get it, especially if you had a shot, you're not going to die.
Against the Delta variant, if you've had Pfizer, and Moderna has not put out their data yet, but if you have Pfizer up against the Delta, you've got about, you know, we went from 97% chance of not ending up in the hospital or dying, and now we're down to like 88%. So it's still a really good chance of not ending up in the hospital or dying, but, you know, the window is opening a little bit for certain people who are vaxxed, who maybe have underlying conditions. So it's a lot better. Certainly it's a lot better than where we were a year ago. But the thing about the Delta that no one seems to be talking about, I mean, it's like kind of deep in the nerd weeds of science stuff. But, people say it's more transmissible. But the thing that really makes it more difficult to deal with is if you're a person carrying the Delta variant, you're shedding, and we talk about shedding, meaning how much you're of the virus you're spreading around. It's actually like 20 times more that you're shedding of the virus, so you're carrying more of a payload if you have the Delta variant rather than, like, the UK variant or the original strain that hit us. So that's what makes this more transmissible, is one person maybe in the past could infect, and I'm making these numbers up for an example, but maybe you could, you know, effectively infect two people around you. Now it's probably four or five people. So that's what makes it more, you're carrying more of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people aren't really talking about that, and it's kind of weird to me that they're not, but
well,
I know.
And one more thing.
Buzzwords and headlines.
It's kind of
well, and one more thing just to put out there, and this is something that started to get a little bit of play finally yesterday. So the CDC this week, one of the big stories is that they, you know, they have like the game changer data from the CDC that said that if you've been vaccinated, you have to wear a mask because you're still carrying the, you're still carrying COVID, you're still maybe able to transmit it.
Right.
That information came from one study that was rejected in a peer review. The study came out of India, but the CDC used it anyway. So, again, we're hearing a lot of mixed messages.
Well, that's what I said when I did at the top. The way the wording is being, the kinds of choices of words. For example, now the word requirement has come into the lexicon when it comes to federal workers and on-site contractors on federal jobs. They have to, quote, declare your status. You got a shot or you haven't got a shot? And then if you don't have a shot, you have to wear a mask on the job and you have to get tested a couple of times a week. You have to socially distance and you can't travel for work.
Right. I mean, essentially, that's the same thing that the NFL is doing. That's that's kind of a lot what a lot of private companies are doing.
You know, it was interesting.
But to go back real quick to what Jen was saying, that's really important. We've all been, I know Jen and I've asked Jen this probably a million times in the last month or so, and we both are kind of like, until this study came out, we didn't really know the answer. If you are vaccinated, can you still carry COVID and transmit it to other people? That's the study that Jen's talking about. I didn't realize, Jen, that it was only one study that said you
in
could.
India.
Because right. That's a really big, that's a huge, huge factor that everybody who's vaccinated that I know, including myself, we've been
You'd
wondering.
Like to know, right?
If I go to a, this is the only thing I'm concerned about, my parents, right? My parents live 15 minutes away. We see them once a week. If Lewis and I are in restaurants a lot, we live in a resort area, you know, if we're carrying it and we're asymptomatic, could we possibly pass it on to my parents? That is my one and only concern, to be honest. In this whole thing of where we're at now, that's my only concern, and I still don't know the real answer. That's been my biggest question. And if it's only one study from India, and now the CDC is running with it, that makes me even more confused.
The government is not serving the public well under the circumstances. We've had enough time to get our act together here with the last, now we're working
but
on
I'm
a
sure
year
a
and
lot
and
of people
sure.
are in my boat. I'm sure,
yeah,
Doug, your kids are probably in the same boat, wondering, well, if we're around my dad and we're out and about, are we going to pass something on to him? You know,
even if you're vaccinated.
I know.
Yeah. And so this is the thing. It's the same thing that I feel like is being missed. I mean, that no one is handling this right. I mean, the fact is that no one's addressing people with natural immunity. It's never part of the conversation. You're either vaccinated or you're not. Now we're finding that the CDC's made a big decision that is very much a flip-flop from where we were just a couple of months ago based on one study out of India that didn't even have clearance from a peer review. I mean,
well,
what are
it's
we
not
doing?
Law, so it's not required. You can do what you want with the
right,
information.
But, okay, I don't even talk
there
isn't about the politics of this.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
So usually science is a consensus of information. If you get one study out of India that doesn't even have everybody signing off on it, why is that setting the law of the land here if maybe it's a bad study? Maybe it's, I mean, we hear about that all the time. I don't know.
Yeah. I know, that's adding to the
communication. The recommendation that comes from the study this morning published in the Washington Post says, quote, the recommendation that says, acknowledging that the war has changed, it recommends the agency ramp up communications so the public will understand that vaccines still greatly reduce the risk of death and severe disease. It doesn't say anything about masks. It doesn't say anything about although it does seem to make sense to maybe wear them inside for some.
That's what I'm just saying. Is that it's from that one study. Why wear masks inside?
If, Right. I mean, but I guess even forget about the transmitting part. Let's say that Indian study is flawed and not necessarily true. So if you are vaccinated, you can't really carry it and pass it on to someone else unless you have symptoms, and then you might be contagious. But the masking indoors thing, that does make sense in the sense that if you're in a supermarket, right, and you don't know who around you has been vaxxed or not, you don't want to be a breakthrough case if you're vaccinated. So no. I understand that. If you're in a home with your family and you know everyone's been vaccinated, no one has said you need to wear a mask in that situation. If you're in your family,
maybe they probably should.
Yeah, but maybe they
probably should. Because if you can still spread it, and this is what Doug's talking about, and this is why the confusion that the CDC would follow this study, because the study says that you can pass it around. So if you can, then why wouldn't you have to wear it?
All right, so there's a little bit more information.
No one wants to.
That's being published here in the Boston area from an outbreak on the Cape a couple of weeks ago, which the director of the CDC is Rochelle Walensky, who's from Massachusetts. So she's paying a lot of attention to what's gone on here. And it was what went on. They have some data from an outbreak on the Cape that led her to recommend that fully vaccinated people wear a mask indoors. Not what you're, it's an addition to the Indian study. But it's not a study. It's just looking at the numbers. But in this particular situation on the Cape, vaccinated and unvaccinated people had nearly the same amount of virus recovered from test samples that were taken, indicating the vaccinated folks are just as contagious as unvaccinated people when it comes to the Delta. And that's why the idea of wearing a mask resurfaced, I think, much as anything else. And so we got.
Well, then that would kind of convince me then that we should be wearing masks if we're worried about spreading it to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're vaccinated.
Well,
yeah.
You're conscious. Yep.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, so there's all kinds of stuff that's going to be required. The Department of Defense looking into adding COVID vaccination to the list of mandatory inoculations for people who are in the military. I wonder how that'll go over. Well, it'll go over if you're taking orders and you're ordered to get a shot, then you'll get a shot or you'll hit the road.
Do you hear what you're saying, though? I mean, people that are risking it to serve the country, they don't get a chance to decide what goes in their body? I don't know.
Well, that's very true of people in the service. You got to do what they tell you to do.
But also, but I would also add, though, that this is optional. This isn't a draft where they're drafting you and stabbing you. This is your choice to be in the military.
Draft and stab.
Right.
But it is
exactly
the hour.
This is still like, this is you're an at will employee like any other industry or company.
I think I said 18 past the hour, didn't I? I think I did.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal or lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner has some trending things, including a comment from Jamie Lee Curtis that has caused quite a stir about a reality in her life. You want to find out what it's all about? You will right after this. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Well, let's find out if the name of this child is Lola. So, Jay, the story from another Jay, Jamie. Jamie Lee Curtis has an announcement. What's the scoop?
She did the cover for an AARP magazine coming up, the August-September issue. And the cover story, she discussed her life, her husband, her two kids, her oldest daughter, 34-year-old Annie, and her 25-year-old daughter, Ruby, who was born her son and is now a transgender daughter.
Uh-huh. How do they feel about that? She seems to be
proud. Yeah. She said that she and her husband have watched in wonder and pride as our son became our daughter Ruby. That's a quote that she said in the AARP magazine.
What does that do to your parenting, though? I mean, when you're grown up, maybe it doesn't change. But what does that do to your head? That would be the question. That's not a value judgment. It's just, okay, I had a daughter and now I've got a son. So
I think if you're a good parent, you love your child no matter
what.
Yeah,
that's not about love.
I think.
It's what goes on.
Right.
Not the outward, but the inward. What does it do to your head still? I mean, that's kind of.
I think about Caitlyn Jenner, and I think about all the Jenner. Excuse me. I think about all the Jenner and Kardashian kids that looked at Bruce Jenner as their dad, right, for all of these years, and now all of a sudden you have a woman, another, you know, a mother in front of you. So that's got to be weird. I think it's actually easier maybe for a parent to deal with the child because you just love your child. But when you're a baby and you're growing up with a mom and dad and now that's kind of gone, there's got to be a sense of loss. I mean, there just has to be in honesty.
Yeah, but how can you lose if your child is still there? Why?
I think
why
I'm not talking about
everybody's experience.
I'm not talking about your child. That's why I said it's probably easier as a parent because you just love your child and you're watching your child go. I would imagine when you're a person,
oh, you mean
like,
the other
let's
way
just
around.
Say RI. Yeah, and you, you probably mourn for your dad if your dad.
Well, I think
is
that's why Kendall. Yeah, I think that's why Kendall and Kylie still call Caitlyn dad. And Caitlyn's fine with it because I think that, you know, she realized she can't upheave every single aspect of her kids' lives.
Well, it depends
so they
on
all
how,
still say dad.
You know, my my grandson, Miles, refers to Brendan, my son, as Uncle Brendan and his wife as Uncle Sophie.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. All right, let's see. What do we have going on with Adele? Have we got the ka-ching there someplace? What's the, how much money is she going to get out of this Vegas residency, Jay?
Well, it's not been confirmed, but it is being reported that she's considering a Vegas residency that could get her about $138,000 per night. It could begin as early as January of next year. It would be at Resorts World, but unknown how long the run might last. And it's a 5,000 people.
It'll last as long as they can afford to give her $138,000 a night. If they can fill up the venue,
she'll
about 5,000
every night.
It'll just keep back the trucks up with the cash in it, hopefully not Bitcoin, and have a nice time there, Adele, in Sin City, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Company announced that it will begin test operations of its robo-shuttle service on August the 9th. The demand response, high-occupancy automotive vehicle service will operate along a 6.1-kilometer route in Sejong, Smart City, South Korea. Based on its self-driving capabilities, the vehicle is designed to perceive its surroundings, make decisions, and control itself while driving on the road, requiring minimal intervention from a safety driver. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernhardt. Hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 vaccine doses have been saved from the trash after U.S. regulators extended their expiration date for a second time, part of a nationwide effort to salvage expiring shots to battle the nation's summer surge in infections. The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday sent a letter to shot maker Johnson & Johnson declaring that the doses remain safe and effective for at least 6 months when properly stored. Nearly one in five flight attendants say they have gotten into a physical incident this year with a passenger, and their union is calling for criminal prosecution of people who act up on planes. This flight attendant was asked if she is scared.
Sometimes, a little bit.
Yeah. You get on a plane full of people, and some of them aren't very happy, and you just never know what's going to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As if the months following the January 6th incursion on Capitol Hill were not painful enough for our nation, Democrats are determined to drag it all up again with their investigative show trials that serve as an opportunity to fill the video banks of the mainstream news media with sound bites depicting former President Donald Trump, white supremacist, Christian nationalist, anti-American terrorists. The mainstream media is all over it. The American public, on the other hand, not so much. The massive uproar made by the mainstream media and Washington, D.C. establishments over the Capitol incursion was always a stretch, as the no doubt still very shameful event paled drastically in comparison with the riots of 2020 that caused more than $1 billion in damage and dozens of lives. A new Biden policy starting for federal government employees. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Biden says all federal workers must attest their vaccination status in order to return to work.
Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID.
Speaking from the White House on Thursday, Biden saying if you want to do business with the federal government, contractors must also be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the DJV program. At the time, the day is Friday. The date is the 30th of July. The ladies who are in charge of electing Doug Steffen Dogcatcher are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The city of New York offering $100 cash as an incentive to get your shot. Get a jab, get a check. Maybe it's cash. How do they
do
that?
Yeah, you get $100. It's like a gift card, like a Visa gift card.
Really?
An Express gift card, whatever it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the money's coming out of the budget, or is Visa offering this as an incentive?
Oh, no, I'm just using that as an example. Visa's not involved that I know of. I have no idea. This is coming from some budget.
The government pays for it.
Yeah, from some new... This is actually not in
all
of
New York
State. You
pay for it, Jennifer. Victoria, you're paying for it.
No, Jen's not
paying
for it.
Jay, you're paying for it.
Listen, this is only New York City. This is why people who live in New York City pay a New York City
tax.
They're
not using federal money.
This is
So people who live in New York, yes, okay, but the federal government yesterday, Joe Biden,
on top of living there.
Joe Biden came out and said that he wants the same thing implemented in every state across the country yesterday. So eventually,
well, those lotteries are working. It's crazy how many people have signed up because of those
true.
Lotteries.
Yeah, at least around here it did.
Yeah.
Very well.
Well, Ohio, and I think did Florida do one? There's another state that did a lottery, too, that's working.
All right, speaking of states, Arkansas has ordered the state to resume the pandemic, say it again, Dev, there it is, pandemic unemployment benefits. And because of that, not just there, but if you look around at the pandemic aid programs around the country and see the stats, it has apparently spurred a record drop in poverty. Everybody getting in on the bandwagon here. Huge benefits for people who are poor. And that, again, then you get into the debate about what role government has. When you give people money, what does that do? What it's done here where I am is keep people from taking jobs that they ought to have, and we pay out money that we ought not to be paying to people who are able-bodied and sound mind. You need to have a job to pay your way, but that's not the way this has worked. So anyway, the people who are jobless now are going to, apparently they're in the state of Arkansas anyway, they're going to revive all the benefits that were there. I find that's interesting that it's being done first in Arkansas. You wouldn't have thought they'd be first.
Well, Indiana and Maryland have already done it.
So oh, have they?
Yeah, Arkansas is the third state, which I would assume more people are. And this is when people have gone to, they've taken it to court, saying, well, you can't cut off my unemployment benefits. This judge in Arkansas actually ruled in favor, saying that the court has serious doubts that the governor and the director of workforce services were acting within the scope of their duties, as these decisions would normally be the subject of legislation. So that's why this judge said, well, you can't just cut off unemployment unless there's actual legislation behind it. So I think that's the same precedent that they use in Indiana and Maryland. Other states might, you know,
so what do we think about
cases.
That? And maybe Jay, you ask a question for folks who are on social media, our Twitter account and Facebook and Instagram, et cetera. What about people who are able-bodied? Should they still be able to collect, especially in light of, and I'm making the question longer, you can synthesize it down, but in light of the fact that there are so many businesses looking and paying up to, for starting wages, 19, 20 bucks an hour, you have people who come to work, plus cash bonuses. There's a local trucking company here. It's offering a $1,000 bonus for you to sign up to drive a truck. That's how,
but
and
it's, you're saying able-bodied, but it's not that simple. It's not really, and especially
why?
For women, well, I'm going to tell you, because
thank
especially
you.
For women who are mothers, they have been impacted more than any other group during this pandemic. Because if for a woman to collect whatever, you know, the hourly rate is, let's say, from unemployment, if she doesn't have child care, it's still worth it for her to not work than to go take a part-time
job. Okay,
let's
take them out of the mix then.
Well, okay, but
I'll give you your argument.
But that's a huge chunk of the mix.
Okay, so we'll take them out of the argument.
They're technically able-bodied, but if they don't have child
care,
then what do
they do? Okay, I just said I'll take them out of the argument. So there's still millions of people, women or men, who are not in that category, who are collecting unemployment, who could have a job. But instead, they're sitting at home because it's worth more to them not to work than it is to go to work. And I think that's a horrible precedent to set. It's a horrible example. And I give you what you just said makes sense. Yep, okay, let's take those people out of the mix. But there still are millions. There are still over 9 million jobs that need to be filled in this country with immediacy. And
just,
they aren't,
you know,
go ahead, Jen.
People need to work for their spirit,
yep.
for their sense of well-being, for being a part of a community. And I guess I'm probably the wrong person to ask about this because my day starts at 3 a.m. and usually doesn't finish until 7 p.m. And, it is incredibly frustrating to hear all of the excuses about people staying
me,
home.
Yeah, I
and
find
making,
that very frustrating.
Because
yeah,
I think it's, you know, and maybe it's me being judgy just from my own perspective, but I just think that's not how you contribute to a society. The fact that people can't get a job because the government is subsidizing people's income, and they are able-bodied, and they are able to go to work, but they're, and the perfect example is like an Uber driver, right? In Los Angeles right now, it used to take 10 seconds to get an Uber. Now, you're waiting 20, 30, 40 minutes if you can get a driver at all. Those people are just staying home collecting unemployment. They're choosing not to get back out in the workforce. And it's incredibly frustrating that we're letting them do this. I mean, enough is enough. We need to rip the Band-Aid off. We need to tell people that the party is over, that the coddling of the last year and a half is done, and that everybody kind of needs to start getting back to normal again. Otherwise, we're never going to go back to normal, and we're going to continue to follow
the government, right? This will become normal.
It is for these
because
people.
Guess what, boys and girls? The COVID stuff's not going to go away. There are going to be continuing variants, like the flu doesn't go away, colds don't go away. This is going to be with us. So for us to be cowed or put into a corner or expect to have the ability to provide, I'm going to dig around here for a moment. I have some stats on how much money the government has collected and what we've spent in the past year. I got to find that. In the meantime, this summer is all about reconnecting with family and friends, sharing experiences and creating new memories. Andy Solomon would like to have you listen to his story.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Angel Green, tourism and marketing manager for Chickasaw Country, has tips to help inspire your next getaway.
Travel is coming back safely. An adventure to Chickasaw Country in South Central Oklahoma can be an exciting way to reconnect with family. The Chickasaw Cultural Center is the hub for demonstrations and experiences related to First American history, joining places like the Chickasaw National Capitol, Chickasaw Council House Museum, and the Chuck Mosky Gallery in showcasing First American culture.
From the aspiring explorer to the well-traveled foodie, you'll find something for everyone.
Explore one of the largest collections of Western and First American art and artifacts at Chisholm Trail Heritage Center. Discover local fried pies or a dinosaur roadside ranch. Chickasaw Country has unique outdoor experiences like the Chickasaw National Recreation Area and floating cabins on Lake Murray.
Learn more at ChickasawCountry.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Kobe's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Luke, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Forty-four at the hour now on the DJV program. Okay, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens to your income taxes. And whether you know it or not, last year, Americans paid more in income taxes than ever in the history of our country. I'm going to go back to the stats, the basic fiscal facts. Back in 2019, the federal government collected $1,717,857,000,000 in individual income taxes. This is according to the monthly Treasury statement. Now, that's, if you adjust that for inflation, it was the most in individual income taxes the feds have ever collected. Now, and we look at what happened in 2018, was about $100 billion less. Now, there are other taxes to be considered here. The American taxpayer paid that much, but now there are other taxes, if you will, social insurance taxes, if you will. $1,243,000,000,000 there was collected last year. Let's see here. In corporation taxes, $230,245,000,000. In excise taxes, $98,915,000,000. Customs duties, $70 billion. Estate taxes, $16 billion. And $84 billion in other miscellaneous taxes, according to their stats. So that means, last year, $3,462,196,000,000 was collected by the taxpayer. Wow. Now, last year, how much do you think we spent? We collected, remember, keep this money in mind, almost $3.5 trillion, just a little shy of $3.5 trillion. Last year we spent $4,446,584,000,000. So we spent roughly $1 trillion more last year than we took in. And those
I'm no
were
genius,
the assisted
but that's not how you do it, I don't think, right?
Relief program. What do you mean?
I'm no genius, but you're supposed to spend what you have. You're not supposed to spend more.
Well, that's kind of where I'm going with all of this. The amount of money that is being collected and the question that comes on what Americans are getting for the dollars the federal government extracts from us, from you, from them. The Congressional Research Service has updated a report that went with this information that calls federal spending on benefits and services for people with low income. That's what the report is called. Counted $917 billion in federal spending on benefits and services for people who were affected by the pandemic. Okay? So that's the difference. What you collected versus what regular programs are, plus the added benefit, quote unquote, that came for the people that, the programs that aided people, ensured that Americans would be able to make it through, and businesses would make it through lost wages, work-related benefits, that sort of thing. That doesn't speak to retirement, disability, and those other, and regular unemployment. So that's where the money went. It's pretty clear. $917 billion in the last fiscal years. 68% of the money that was spent, let's see here, we're made up of 10 different programs. I know this is kind of a lot of stats, but I thought the numbers were startling.
The thing is that no one can.
The SNAP program of regular benefits eats up 48% of what the government spends, in addition to whatever Medicaid money is spent and,
serious about cutting government spending, the only time that it's going to help is if you have someone who is serious about tackling entitlements. That's the only way. But instead, what we have is a group of people who are wanting to grow entitlements, not shrink them. And so we're never going to fix this until we get really serious about doing that.
$600 billion was spent on Department of Defense and military programs, which was less than what was in the budget, which I thought was kind of interesting, according to this research. So I thought you ought to have that. You can think about it if you can digest it. It's 10 before the hour.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. An important time every week comes when Victoria Keelan joins me for the review of the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria edits the information and presents it to you now, starting with number five, a focus on Instagram and what it's doing for its users.
Yep, so Instagram is introducing changes designed to make the app safer for younger people. This has been a real problem that Instagram's been dealing with. A lot of concerned parents, obviously. A lot of kids have reported some really creepy activity from adults. And so from now on, anyone signing up for Instagram who's under 16, they will have their account automatically set to private by default. The option is there to switch to public, which I think kind of defeats the purpose. But I guess if you're a 16-year-old influencer and you're making money off of being on Instagram, they make the argument that they need their account to be public. But the Instagram's also trying to figure out a way to stop advertisers from targeting kids who are under 18. They're working on that. This is also going to apply to Messenger and Facebook as well. As we know, Facebook owns Instagram. On Instagram's site, they said that they're doing more to limit how much problematic users interact with users who are under 16. So you're going to get now, if you're under 16 and someone tries to you know, DM you, send you a direct message, and this person has been suspicious or has been flagged by other young people, you're going to get a warning now that pops up letting you know, hey, this person's already been flagged for being problematic. So there's just so much targeting of young kids on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Instagram, you know, controversially has said that they're working on an app that's just going to be for kids under 13, and a lot of parents are not happy about that.
Why should there be an app for those kids? Why should kids be on that stuff at all?
Well, because Facebook or Instagram makes the argument that kids under 13 are already there, so they want to have them segregated into a separate section where they can protect them more.
That's the parents' fault. If there's a problem with kids that age, there's an interesting read on that. That's back to the parents who allow their children at that age.
But you know how many parents don't even know that their kids have fake Instagram accounts? They're called Finstas.
I'm saying don't even give them an device. They shouldn't have a device
until that's not realistic.
Old enough to get a license. Well, and then you're going to have these problems. All right, number four, the Freedom Phone. Whoopee!
Yeah, so this week, the Freedom Phone got a lot of attention. This is a brand new cell phone, smartphone, that is aimed at the MAGA crowd. Unfortunately, a lot of tech experts have been weighing in on this, saying that this is a security nightmare. It seems like it might be fun, and it's branded towards your political bent, but this is a security and privacy nightmare. There is no security on it. Essentially, it's using an old system from Google Android, and they call it Freedom OS. It's an old modified version of Google Android OS. There's so much wrong with this phone. They have an uncensorable app store, which may sound great, like you can go in and get Parler and you can get all these different apps that you want. However, there is literally no security to back up any of this. So essentially, this phone, which costs $500, and what you're actually getting is a model called A9 Pro. It's a cheap phone that's made in China, which the guy who's pimping this has admitted, yes, this is the phone made in China, that will only cost you $120, but with all of these little, you know, marketing bells and whistles, it's now up to $500. So just be really careful. If you're interested in buying this phone, just know you cannot return it and there's no tech support. So good luck.
Number three, Major League Baseball trying something that isn't going over
we don't know yet. MLB has just announced that they are going to, you know, they have a sign stealing problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so we've seen all kinds of different, you know, tech being involved in this. So now what they're doing is, starting on August 3rd, they are going to begin testing an encrypted wireless communication device that's just between the catcher and the pitcher. It's from a startup called PitchCom, and they're going to start out in the low A West minor league first to test this out. One wristband transmitter for the catcher with 9 buttons to signal to press, like, which pitch he wants and location. And then the receiver is in the pitcher's cap. So we'll see how far it goes. It might work.
Number two, senators targeting a section to fight COVID vaccine misinformation. There's a lot of that for sure.
Oh, yeah. So we know Facebook has been horrible with misinformation, not taking stuff down. So a group of senators have introduced a new bill that would strip away the Section 230 liability shield if any of these platforms amplify harmful public health misinformation. So I don't know how far this is going to get. Because this is stripping away Section 230 protections has been something that's been a conversation for a long time. But maybe it'll get traction now that, you know, Facebook has so much misinformation about the vaccines.
All right. Tech companies requiring vaccinations. That's number one.
Yep, and the reason we focus on this is because tech companies tend to lead the way in terms of how other offices and industries work. So Facebook, Google, and Lyft and Apple are now all requiring all employees in the office to be vaccinated.
Got it. Top five tech stories this week. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.